Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A little shaky. I received a charge on my card.
Yes, sir.
From this place. I received the card, the charge on my card for $56.95.
Okay, sir, may I have your zip code so I can pull up that account, please?
That's 11218.
Thank you, sir. What's your first and last name?
First name is Jasper Junior Apple Senior Frank Apple Allen, A-L-L-E-N. The charge was for approximately $56.95 to Absol, UTE. Does that sound familiar?
Well, Mr. Allen, this is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors, and this particular vendor is the Factory Direct Store. They actually charged that $56.95 as a result of you ordering that Wi-Fi booster on the 11th. There was a disclaimer stating that you would be enrolled in this membership at the rate of $56.95, and what you get for that $56.95 is a $125 voucher each month to an online web store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They should have sent a link to your email, Mr. Allen, so you could access that voucher.
I did not get that link, nor did I sign up for any voucher.
Okay. Would you like the email support address so you can obtain that link and use the voucher?
No, I would like that canceled, and I would like my money back.
Okay, one moment, Mr. Allen. I have that account canceled out. Unfortunately, Mr. Allen, this vendor only offers a 35% refund of that charge because of the terms and conditions that were on the site.
And how much is that?
Hang on just a moment. That would be
$19.93 out of $56.95?
Yes, sir. Hang on just a moment, sir. Could you hold, please? Mr. Allen, let me speak to a supervisor. Thank you, sir.
Please do. I do work for Fraud Detection Matrification Services.
Snap. One moment, Mr. Allen, please.
No problem.
Thank you for holding, Mr. Allen. I spoke to a supervisor. She said that the most this manufacturer will refund is 50%, but that would be a refund of $28.47.
That would be more likely.
Okay. Give me just one moment to process that, Mr. Allen. And if you would, get a pencil and a piece of paper so you can write down your cancellation number. I'm going to send you. Okay. I'm going to
have that right in front of me.
Okay, great. Give me just a moment. And I do apologize for any inconvenience, Mr. Allen.
Not a problem.
And even though you canceled the account, sir, you did accrue $125. They have a lot of nice things on that site, Mr. Allen. You might want to just peruse it and see. It's a $125 voucher.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I will not go for that.
Okay. All right, Mr. Allen, I sent you a refund confirmation and a cancellation confirmation to Allen. How you pronounce your name, Jasper?
Jasper, J-A-S-S-A.
What does that mean, you know?
It's actually, I don't know. I got to talk to my father. He's not
around. Okay. All right, 52@gmail.com. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to pry. It's just different. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was told that.
I sent a cancellation confirmation and a refund confirmation to your Gmail. You should have that shortly. If you don't be alarmed. Sometimes it takes up to 48 hours because they're computer generated. But I have refunded that $28.47 back to your MasterCard ending 6974. Mr. Allen, please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back in your account. And yes, sir. Here's your cancellation number, sir.
Go ahead.
C as in cancel, 258, 978, 115.
Let me read that back. That's C as in cat, 258, 978, 115.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That should do it.
Okay. You have a great day, sir, and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support. Mr. Allen?
You too, and enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.